Barrett's here, though, because there's more problems out there in the big wide world. To wit, the UK government now saying, despite the fact that they've got a £22 billion black hole to deal with, they want to give a bucket load of money to Mauritius for an island that they apparently don't want. This is a very odd story. This is the Chagos Islands, of course. The Chagos Islands people don't want to be given to Mauritius. The Mauritians don't really want Chagos Islands. Keir Starmer apparently feels that we have some reparations to give to Mauritius. And so they're offering £90 million a year over a period of time, which would lead up to about £90 billion. Don't understand it. Maybe Stephen can explain. Stephen, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
I mean, normally speaking, when you get the, you know, council to come and take away your sofa or something like that, and you say, look, we don't want this anymore, they'll come and take it, and you might give them a small payment of £20 or something, but you wouldn't say, come and take my sofa away, here's £1,000, would you?
No, the entire story is absurd on its own right. Anybody with any common sense can tell that it's absolutely ridiculous. Mm. And really what it is it's part of this government being sort of sixth form politicians and living out some fantasy of the past. Mm. They've got some ridiculous idea about the evils or so-called evils of the British Empire. They want to fantasize that they can correct those, and they want to give away these islands to sort of wash clean what they see as their moral sin. But this is completely absurd. The most important point you've made, Mike, and I think this is the one that everybody just must hear, is the people of these islands do not want them given away.
Right.
There is a Twitter account called Chagossian Voices, which I follow because I want to listen to the people of the Chagos Islands.
Yeah.
Foreign Secretary did not bother. He actually misled the House, Mike. Again, another free pass for a lefty. Mm. But the Speaker didn't bother pulling him up on this. Mm. But he misled the House by saying that he had consulted the people of the Chagos Islands. He has not. And obviously the people of the Chagos Islands, being 1,000 miles or so away from Mauritius, that they are distinct peoples.
Yes.
And if you live in Mauritius, most Chagos people live here. They actually, a lot of them work at Gatwick Airport, right, which is one of my favourite airports, one of the nicest ones in the country. But anyway, that's where they are, because if they go to Mauritius, they actually get treated terribly badly, you know, and they're treated as second-class citizens and really quite abused. And yet we're going to give away their islands against their will to this government, which is pretty hostile to us. It's a pretty aggressive Islamist state, Mauritius. Yeah. It's not necessarily our best mate.
No. I mean, it was sort of undue haste that Keir Starmer got in, and suddenly, without anybody really realising, sort of start of August, less than a month after they've got into power, suddenly selling off the Chagos Islands. We're going, hang on a minute, you know, how did that work? And also, if we are selling it, technically speaking, why are we paying the money in addition to that?
Well, if we were selling it, we'd receive money.
Yeah.
Call me, you know, a bluff old traditionalist.
Yes.
So we're giving away the islands and we're giving away cash. These are extremely important strategically and militarily. This is Diego Garcia. This is a very important, mostly American, but us and American military base. We're doing this in a desperate hurry in the 11 days left before the Trump administration gets in, because no doubt the Trump administration would stop this because it's got basic common sense. It's a complete fantasy. Our government is basically wrecking our security, national security, giving away valuable assets, paying vast amounts of money to do so. You couldn't make this up, Mike.
I know.
It's completely insane. It's against the will of the actual islanders, which is just colonial. I mean, this is actually imperialism. David Lammy is an imperialist. This is what they used to do in the 19th century.
I mean, heaven forbid that they would feel as if they were being treated as slaves of the slave owner Lammy, who's decided that he doesn't want them anymore and he's going to hand them over to be owned by somebody else. I mean, that's the allegory, isn't it?
It is, and it's really quite shocking that they're doing this. It's not required by any law. I want to make that very clear to your listeners and viewers. There was a ruling of a court, which I frankly don't respect terribly much, but that court had no authority so to rule. So it shouldn't have said anything. It should have piped down. And we've got a problem at the moment in the world with these international courts sort of mouthing off when they really shouldn't. There's another one that says silly things about Israel that it shouldn't be saying anything about at all. And this one shouldn't have been saying anything about us because we gave it no authority to deal with these issues. We dealt with Mauritius's independence in 1968, at which point we gave Mauritius independence and we paid them lots of money. Well done, Mauritius. Off you pop. Yeah. Go and be independent. It's not a wrong. That's not a moral sin. It doesn't need atoning for. And this fantasy by the current government has to end because it's against our national interest. Mm,
absolutely right. And we speak to the friends of the Chagossians, and we have them on this show regularly. And they're very clear that they want to be British. That's where their position. They're not interested even in admitting that they want to be an independent island, independent of everybody. They want to actually be British.
Yes, and if we're talking about international law and we're invoking it like some sort of magical power, then the right to self-determination is the most important part of international law, which means the people of the Chagos Islands get to pick, and they don't get to get given away against their will to a place that's 1,000 miles away and doesn't actually treat them very nicely.
No, indeed. And the Trump administration, as it will be, has made it pretty clear, certainly to Nigel Farage, that they will not see this going ahead anyway. So even if the Labour government managed to get it done in the next 10 days or so, it'll all get undone by Trump as soon as he's in.
Well, that just undermines why this is a pathetic frenzy by our government and why our government is very largely a joke. Mm. I mean, given what everybody said about... I don't actually know much about American politics and I don't know much about Mr. Trump, but given the way he's portrayed, isn't it surprising, Mike, that actually he's ended up being the grown-up in the room?
Yes.
I mean, this is, you know... And I'm told all sorts of things about him, and yet he ends up being the one with common sense.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. And when you're told as well by the Labour government that we're the grown-ups in the room, it rather sounds like they're pretending to be the grown-ups in the room, because if you really were, you wouldn't have to keep telling people. It's a bit like saying, I'm a really good person, you know. Do you not know how good I am? I'm really good, you know. Just do something good and maybe people will judge for themselves. Great to talk to you, Stephen. Thank you very much indeed. Stephen Barrett, barrister there, on the ludicrous story that we now not only want to give the Chagos Islands away, but we want to pay the people to take them away for the privilege of having them. What? Let's get a voice note from Mark.
Morning, Mike. It's Mark in Lancashire. Did I just hear you say that you favoured a police inquiry, police and the judiciary?